And a quick update now on a story we brought you yesterday about Missouri's right-to-farm ballot measure. By less than 0.3 percentage point, voters approved the measure that makes farming a constitutional right. Supporters say it's a preemptive move to prevent any future initiatives that would put restrictions on how crops and farm animals are raised. Opponents say the measure could give corporate farms an opening to escape current regulations.
Well, now another story a little bit farther from home. It's been a very long journey, 10 years, 5 months, and 4 days. But the European Space Agency announced this morning that the Rosetta spacecraft has finally reached its destination, a comet currently 250 million miles from Earth. The spacecraft isn't actually on the comet, but it is following it very closely. Kelly Beatty is senior contributing editor at Sky and Telescope magazine, and he's in the studio with us. Hi there, Kelly.
Hey, hello.
So I have to say, the ESA put out what I think is the coolest tweet ever today. Once they reached the comet, they tweeted to William Shatner saying, "Comet on screen, Captain, hailing frequencies open." But why have they undertaken this 10-year-long journey to reach the comet?
You know, comets are one of the building blocks of our solar system. So when we all assembled the planets 4.5 billion years ago, comets were right in there. And we don't know very much about them, but what we do know is that they probably preserve some of that very early history. So you learn about them and you get a better understanding of how the Earth came together.
When we look at this particular comet, what does it look like?
Well, it's really weird shaped. It's first of all, it's like two big blobs that are sort of stuck together. Astronomers call that a contact binary. And that in itself is fascinating. It also looks like most of the jetting or the gas escaping from the comet is coming from the midsection, which kind of looks like it's been worn away. It does not look like any of the other comets we've seen up close, almost like it's armor plated. And that's going to be fascinating to delve into.
It's currently about 60 miles away from the comet, but sending back beautiful pictures, I have to say. But the plan is to actually land on it in a few months. Has this ever been attempted before?
No, it hasn't, nor has being in orbit around a comet. So Rosetta will gradually come closer and closer to a distance of about 6 miles. And then in November, it will dispatch its little lander called Philae. Now, the escape velocity from this comet is only 1 mile per hour. So when this lander sets down, it's immediately going to fire two harpoons into the comet to anchor itself so it doesn't bounce off and fly away.
Two harpoons?
Yeah.
That's what they use?
And also like a gas jet to pushing it down. It's going to be a great event when it happens.
And what will we be able to learn at that point?
Yeah, so what we want to know, for example, is what is the constitution? What are these comets made of at their core? This gas that we see as a comet's tail has been escaping from the interior, and we need to know where that gas is coming from, what its composition is. Does it bode something for the formation of the Earth? For example, we know that some of the water in Earth's oceans must have come from comets, but we're not sure how much, and the chemical analyses will give us a better handle on that.
It sounds like such a cool project. Kelly Beatty, senior contributing editor at Sky and Telescope magazine, thanks for coming in.
My pleasure as always.